Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Tesvav, Kiddushin 15a, pagination is 29. We'll start on the facing page, midway on the page, in the beginning of the line where the Gemara recounts a brisa contrasting two different cases of Eved Ivri, the Jewish slave. Hamocher Atzmo, Nimka l'sheish v'yeser al sheish. If a person is becoming an Eved Ivri because he himself is selling himself into this relationship, then he can sell himself, according to the Tanna Kamma, for 6 years or even for more than 6 years. Machru Bezdin, but if Bezdin is selling him, eino nimkar ela l'sheish, he can only be sold for 6 years. The idea over here is that it is possible for a person to be sold through Bezdin because the Jewish court is trying to enforce a ruling that he owes money for what he stole and he doesn't have money to repay. So we generate that money by indenturing himself to a Jewish owner, and that generates money, and that money is used to repay what was stolen. It is also possible that a person who falls on hard times might sell himself as this servant relationship to another Jew so that he should be provided for. He's going to be fed. He's going to be clothed. He's going to be taken care of, and he might even learn some skills and at the end of the time be able to go out in a stronger position than when he went in. So the Tanna Kamma holds there are differences between Mocher Atzmo and Machruhu Bezdin. Machruhu Bezdin, for example, is only for 6 years. Hamocher Atzmo eino nirtza, Machruhu Bezdin nirtza. A person who sells himself does not have the extension, so to speak, at the end of the 6 years to say, I want to stay and remain there until Yovel, the Jubilee year, the 50th year of a certain cycle. Whereas a Machru Bezdin, if Bezdin sold him, he has that opportunity to declare, I would like to stay. Mocher Atzmo ein ma'anikim lo. The Tanna Kamma continues and makes a distinction regarding the mitzvah of Hanaka, which is to give the slave gifts as he leaves. So a person who sold himself into the relationship, according to the Tanna Kamma, does not get these gifts. Machru Bezdin ma'anikim lo. If Bezdin sold him, then there is this mitzvah of Hanaka. Hamocher Atzmo ein rabba mosa lo shivcha kenainis. A person who sold himself cannot be given a non-Jewish maidservant to live with, to produce slaves for the master. Machru Bezdin, Rabba Mosa lo Shivcha Kenainis. But if Bezdin sold him, that's the case in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, that the master can give him a non-Jewish slave woman to live with in order to produce the opportunity of additional slaves for the master, which is later described as Mishne Sechar Sochir. He served you in a double way. He served you both by day and by night in your endeavors. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Rabbi Lozer is a dissenting opinion, and he says there is no difference between Mocher Atzmo and Machruhu Bezdin. Zevaza eino nimker ela l'sheish, both of them are restricted to 6 years. Zevaza nirtza, both of them could become nirtza when they extend, and that they could extend their servitude beyond the 6 years. Zevaza ma'anikim lo, both of them get these gifts at the end. Vezevaza rabba mosa lo shivcha kenainis, and both of them could be given the non-Jewish slave woman to live with to produce children. we move on to today's daf. And about 10 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Mem Tes, my time of the Tanakama. What was the reason of the Tanakama who said that there's a difference between Mocher Atzmo and Mochruhu Bezdin? The Omar Mocher Atzmo ein ma'anikim lo, that you don't give gifts to a person who sold himself into the relationship. Miyet Rachmona gabe Mochruhu Bezdin, because when it says the case of Mochruhu Bezdin, Bezdin sold him, ha'anik ta'anik lo, lo velo l'mocher Atzmo. Ha'anik ta'anik only to him, but not to the other similar type of slave, the one that sold himself into the relationship, he does not get hanoka. V'idach, and Rabbi Lazar, who holds there is no difference between Mocher Atzmo and Mochruhu Bezdin, hahumi bo'ilei, that word lo is needed for a totally different reason, not to make a distinction between the two types of slaves, but rather, skip two lines, lo velo lebal chovo, to him, and not to give that money to pay up debts that the slave might have. These gifts become his, and he's allowed to keep them. They're gifts to him, appreciation for the work that he did, and in order to set him on a good foot, starting out on his own, it's not meant to be eaten up by the debts. Midisvira la ba'alma ki Rab Nosson, even though normally he holds like Rab Nosson, who says that if I owe you and you owe the next guy, I could just as well do the deal directly with the person that you owe. So over here, we're being told that the owner should not do a shibuda de Rab Nosson and simply pay off the slave's debts to whoever he owes that money, but instead the money goes to the outgoing slave and he gets to keep that money. So we have different viewpoints regarding the person who sold himself if he gets hanukkah, but certainly there is a mitzvah of hanukkah. It might even apply by Mocher Atzmo. And the Chinuch in Parshas Re'eh, Mitzvah Tuf Pei Beis, discusses the concept of hanukkah, and he writes, Yishma Chacham V'Yosef Lekach. The wise person should listen to this mitzvah, and he should add an acquisition, a wise behavior. Shem Sochar Echad Mibnei Yisrael Va'avado Zman Meruba O Afilu Muat, that if you hire a Jew, similar to this case of Eved Ivri, and he worked for you for a long period of time, a significant period of time, and he adds on, or maybe even for a short period of time, it could be this would apply. Sheyaniklo, you should give him gifts, but say so me'ima when he leaves, me'asher bercho Hashem, from what Hashem blessed you. To a certain extent, the concept here is that you achieved goodness, the slave worked to get you to that place, and therefore, you, even though you're positioned as the boss, and therefore you take the benefit, but when he leaves you, you should share that goodness and bless him as well. This, by extrapolation, by extension, shows up in the concept of severance pay, that if a person worked for an employer for a significant period of time, upon termination or non-renewal of the contract, there is a law, or it's customary, it's binding, or it's proper. It depends on many, many factors, but there is a concept that the employer should pay, in addition to whatever wages he's legally bound to pay, he's supposed to give a package to the employee upon parting. Now, if there was due cause for the termination, this could be handled differently. Very often, organizations still give something because they'd rather give something than start fighting out if the due cause is warranted or not. In different countries, it's more or less binding. From the literature from Eretz Yisrael, it seems that this severance concept is fairly universal, whereas in the United States, it's specifically binding in the case of Clay Kodesh. The position that the employee held would be one that's uniquely held by a Jew of good standing. So, for example, a position as a mashkiach, a position in chinuch, education, a position in rabbanus, these cases would have associated with it not just a general concept of severance, but a specific term called chodesh l'shana, 1 month of full pay for every year that the person served. So if the person served for 15 months, if he served for 15 years, his package would represent a sum similar to 15 months of the salary he was getting upon termination or non-renewal. Obviously, there are many, many other factors that have to be brought to the discussion, but that serves to get the person on good footing as they leave. They have to relocate or whatever. It serves as an expression of appreciation for the work they did, and there's a piece of them in the company, so to speak, or in the organization. And one of the responses to this concept of Chodesh L'Shana might be that if the employer is paying into a state fund that provides unemployment payments to the person, can that be factored in if the person is anticipating a pension because money during the time over and above the wage were being put by the employee's choice into a pension fund, into a retirement fund? Would that be factored in that perhaps you already got paid this extra amount? The main concept that we're looking to get is that this principle of Hanukkah, which is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, a mitzvah in the Torah, is going to find its expression in practical halacha as well on some level. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.